Welcome to the State of Utah, presented by Silicon Slopes Commons. My name is Clint Betts.
And my name is Elizabeth Converse.
Liz, how are you?
Fantastic.
What's
how
the latest?
You?
What's the latest in your life?
I mean,
how's your life?
It's really boring. I'm working on a cross stitch that's like a reference to the Elf movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't ask you how things are going.
I know. It's always such a great answer, right? My life is so interesting.
That sucked so bad when you said you're working on a cross stitch. About the Elf movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, it's going to say cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Wow.
Yeah, which is like a swear word in Elf land.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
I hope things work out for you well. We're going to talk about some things that have happened this week.
Yeah.
In the political scene.
Some weird stuff.
Yeah. So Spencer Cox, who's the Republican candidate for governor, and Chris Peterson, who's the Democratic candidate for governor, put out a joint ad.
Yep.
What do you think of it? It's all the rage. They were on CNN. They've gone viral.
We made it nationally viral. We made it national. Like, I think it's like a sweet, nice concept, but I also think it doesn't mean a thing in Utah.
Mm.
Like, Republicans are going to win regardless, and if it was more of an actual fight between the two candidates, it either wouldn't have happened or it would have been more meaningful. But, I mean, there's... Spencer's guaranteed to win. So a joint ad is a real feel-good move, but it doesn't actually like accomplish anything or change the dialogue, especially when you have candidates at the top of the ticket who are supporting people who encourage that negativity in politics. Like it's a bit hypocritical when you've got that going on.
It seems like it is more for people outside of Utah than in Utah.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like a little bit of like a hype man. Like, hey, guys, look at us. We're nice. Yeah. We're nice to each other. We're nice to everyone. We're really, really nice. We're nice. We're nice. We're nice people. We're good people.
You know that CNN guy is Chris Cillizza? Do you know who that is?
No.
He says that the viral Utah ad is incredibly appealing.
Yes.
So I think nationally people are like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, I think nationally people are exhausted. I think in the state people are exhausted. National and local politics, like election cycles are just plain old tiring for everyone who has to deal with it. And if you're an active voter, you get, you know, all of it front and center. So yeah, it's a nice little tidbit. It's very different than like the attack ads for CD4 that even though I don't live in Congressional District 4, I can't get off my television right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, it's definitely different. It's just not worth much.
Yeah. All right. Well,
how do you feel about it?
It went viral.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
You give them permission to do these kinds of things?
I'm fine with it.
It's fine. It's fine.
I think it's, if we're going to go viral nationally on something, why not that?
Well, I mean, we went viral for two different things on the same day nationally.
What was the other thing?
State Senator Don Ipson said something pseudo-racist.
What did he say?
So they had a committee hearing for the interim legislative session yesterday, and he said, if you don't want to get bit by a canine, stay home. And then he went on to make... Yeah, I know. It doesn't make
any
sense.
If you don't want to get bit by a dog, stay home?
Yeah, yeah. So Salt Lake City's had this trouble with their canine units, and they've released...
Oh, I see. I thought it was just generally...
No,
like,
no. We do have a lot of weird dog laws on the books.
You don't want to get bit by a dog,
yeah.
Stay home.
No, no. But Salt Lake City police released 19 different videos of interest, I guess, to all of our prosecutors to see if there was any reason to prosecute against the police who manage those canine units. And so there was that. That's what they were discussing. They were discussing the use of canine units in police forces. And most recently, I think the biggest thing was a guy was smoking a cigarette outside of his own home, like he was in his own yard. And the police came, and one of them had a canine with them. And even though he was completely complying on the ground, the officer had the dog attack him. And it's ended up with, like, permanent severe damage to his leg. So they're currently suing the Salt Lake City Police Department. So it's created a bit of a stir, especially on the justice front. Like, I think there's a big push there. But, you know, our state senators have a history of putting their foot in their mouths when they think people aren't paying attention, that's for sure.
If they don't want to get bit, stay home.
Yep. He then went on to say that he's never had problems with a canine unit, but like as a white Mormon dude in white Mormon Utah, that's not at all surprising. Like, he's a affluent community leader. Like, of course he hasn't. There's nothing in his life that would even lead him to have conflict with police, you know, outside of the potential for legislators and hookers. Like, that's the only thing that I can see that might connect him to the police. But other than that, no. Yeah.
Yeah, what an odd comment.
Yeah, it's more Utah unintentional racism. That's kind of how I see it. It's pretty pretty intense sometimes here.
Well, the Spencer Cox, Chris Peterson ad then.
Well,
that's the good one.
That's the good one. That's
definitely
the good
thing
one
that we shall be talking
well,
about.
Well, and I think it goes to like both things speak to Utah's passive aggressiveness in that way. Like, there's this like attempt to say, look at us, we're good, we're good, we're good. And then there's also this like accidental racist remark that just spills out of somebody's mouth. And that somebody just happens to be a state legislator. Like, that's kind of a big deal. And like, Spencer has had moments like that. He's had gaffes like that. And he's had intentional moments like that where he admits to things or says things that he knows are going to be controversial and then follows them up with like growth, you know? But most of the time at the state legislature, there's not a whole lot of growth after those kinds of comments.
Yeah, I think the Spencer Cox, Chris Peterson ad, I think it probably helps both of them, right?
No.
Kind of elevates Chris.
It definitely elevates Chris, but it elevates Chris on Spencer's back. So, like, and I think everybody sees that. This isn't Chris Peterson's campaign joining with Spencer Cox's campaign to do this, like, landmark thing. This is Spencer Cox realizing, yeah, straight up, I'm going to win. So I can take this time and the money I've raised from my campaign and do something that I think is going to make Utahns feel a little bit better about what's going on.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
I just feel like it's dishonest.
Well, welcome to politics.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an honest political ad?
I have. I have seen honest political ads.
I doubt it.
No, they exist. They're out there. It's just, you know, you got to sort through the BS to get to them.
All right. And finally, we're going to talk about another state senator.
Yeah. So this is kind of in the same thread as Don Ipson. So I think it was in 2008. Chris Butters, he was a state senator. He had a similar slip up where he was talking about a piece of legislation. He wasn't talking about a person. But what he said is, this baby is black, I'll tell you. It's a dark and ugly thing. And, like, just don't.
What does that mean? What was that? Why was he saying that?
Accidental racism.
Oh, because he didn't like discussing something. A bill.
Yeah, so he didn't like something, so he's calling it black.
Mm.
And that's like, come on, guys.
Weird.
We're better than this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I know that most of these guys aren't used to seeing black people, you know, because Utah, but like, really, come on.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's just that's a crazy thing to say.
It's really bizarre. Utahns are kind of interesting in that respect.
Chris Butters, state senator.
Yeah.
Is he in the news for that?
Yeah, but it was 2008.
Oh.
It was before I even lived here.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, a lot of things going on. What else is going on? You got to get the presidential debate tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this one because there's a mute button.
Yeah, I'm less excited.
I'm crazy
excited. I like hearing two guys just scream at each other.
Well, they're going to. The mute button is only allowed to be used in the first 2 minutes of each one's response to an identified question. Mm. So they're not going to use it the entire time. So we're still going to get that, like,
good
dogfight that we had last time.
What's this Hunter Biden stuff?
Oh, nothing.
You don't think it's anything?
No, I don't. And like, the FBI said it's nothing, and a couple congressional committees have said it's nothing. It's desperate acts. I mean, the Trump campaign has pulled out of a lot of key states in their advertising. They've pulled a lot of their funding for those key states, like states they absolutely need to win. And it's not because they have it in the bag. Biden has outraised Trump hand over fist. I heard on the radio this morning a really interesting stat that, like, I think Biden's gotten like $57 million in donations from people in finance, and Trump's only gotten like 17 or something around there. But, like, it's a pretty dramatic dip as of late for the Trump campaign.
Well, Hillary outraised him like crazy too.
Yeah, and Hillary won the popular vote.
Yeah, well, I mean, Democrats usually win the popular vote. It's just not how we elect presidents.
Yeah, I know. 4 out of the last 5 elections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not how we elect presidents.
It's wild. How do you feel about the Electoral College, Glenn?
I like the Electoral College.
Why?
I think it's great.
Why?
Because it makes a lot of sense.
Why?
I think it's smart.
Why?
I think it's wonderful.
Why?
I don't care about the Electoral College. All right. So there's that. There's the Hunter Biden stuff. It seems to be making a lot of news.
Tell me what you think about the Hunter Biden stuff.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
You haven't read it?
No.
Like, now I've heard there's something about prostitutes. There's just a whole bunch of
There's a
of
weird,
mess.
It's really weird. Like, if he took his laptop to a repair shop and then just left it, that's really strange. That's weird thing to do.
I don't think that really happened.
And now we've got all this, it had like a lot of like state secrets and stuff on it, which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
Yeah, if it's true, it's weird. Yeah. If it's true, it's just weird.
If it's true, there would be a congressional investigation into mm-hmm. it. I mean, Hillary had her own email server, and they, for 2-3 years, investigated her email server and whether or not she released state secrets. Mm-hmm. And, like, the worst email they have is from her advisor where they were talking about being bad and splitting a creme brulee. Like, come on, guys. If it was real, Congress would take it seriously. They do tend to jump on those kinds of criminal acts. They really enjoy digging into that crap. They don't really like passing laws or, you know, funding a budget, but they really like being criminal prosecutors up there.
Yeah. I thought the one thing that I did see that I thought was pretty sweet is there were some text messages that came out when Hunter Biden was in rehab. And Joe said, like, hey, miss you, love you, son, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know anything beyond that.
I have a hard time.
Do you think it's weird that Trump leads in small donors and Biden wins, like, hand over fist in, like, big, major corporate donors?
No.
Should anybody read into that?
No. Corporate donors almost always lead. And honestly, if Biden's leading in corporate donors instead of small donors, that's a big indicator on which way the country's going because they're not needing to fund as much. Like if you have big corporate donations, you don't need to ask your small donors for as much money. And especially right now during the pandemic, like basic Americans, like normal people don't have a ton of money to give to political campaigns. We're all worried about where the next paycheck's coming from. We don't really want to hand that paycheck off to a potential presidential candidate who we'll never meet and never speak to. Yeah.
You think Biden wins?
I don't know.
I think it's weird again.
Yeah, I think
it feels
like
2016 again.
Yeah, I agree.
I would not call this thing yet.
Well, and like 2016 was so jarring that I'm just hands off.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you voted yet?
Yeah. Yeah. I did the mail-in.
Good. Everybody, if you've gotten your ballot in the mail, fill it out. Either send it back through the mail or take it to a ballot box. Take it to a ballot box.
Or don't vote. I don't care. I'm tired of people telling people to vote.
No, I want people to
vote.
It's
over.
I want more people involved. The more people we have involved, the better the situation is.
I voted, but who cares what I did? Do whatever you want.
Nah.
That's how I feel about it.
Takes 5 minutes, guys.
I also think you have a right in this country to not vote.
Yeah, absolutely. But then,
I'm so tired of people like you, public figures, like huge celebrities, trying to tell me what to do, Liz.
I know. All of these famous people. Did you hear there's a pro-celebrity campaign for COVID that the federal government is spending like hundreds of millions of dollars on?
That's so dumb.
Yeah, it's like this whole PR spin where they're hiring celebrities to talk about how life isn't miserable, which is awesome. Like, I totally get that. Like, I get that we're wanting to make people feel better about their lives right now when everything's kind of messed up or sideways or, you know, everyone's having to adapt to some sort
of
change.
How does a celebrity do that?
The same way that the celebrities get on your ads and say vote. The exact same way. They just say, hey, life doesn't suck as much as everyone thinks it does.
I think that crap turns people off. I think it does the opposite of what they think it does.
I don't know.
Seriously, I voted, but if I only was like taking the advice of these ads, I would not have voted. That's how much I hate their ads. I'm like, I'm not going to vote because you're telling me to.
Well, did you ever watch the Taylor Swift documentary?
No. Can you imagine if I said yes to that?
Oh, you better. You should. It's actually really interesting. She's a fantastic musician, and I don't think I realized it until watching that doc. But she caught so much crap in 2016 for not voting. And then in 2018, she voiced support for a specific candidate and got even more backlash than she did in 2016 for not talking about who she voted for. It's wild. Like, there's no good place for celebrities to be in this kind of climate.
I feel so bad for celebrities. Oh, my gosh.
It must be really
I feel
hard.
So bad for Taylor Swift. Wow. That's what I learned today. I should feel bad
should
for
feel
Taylor
bad.
Swift.
No. It's just they just get it no matter what. They get hit no matter what.
Well, kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, it really does.
They're
again,
fine.
Public figures.
I have a feeling Taylor Swift's going to be just fine.
I hope so. Hey, Taylor, come to Utah.
Why?
Because she's entertaining. She's a really good musician. I bet if you hung out with her for half an hour and just like jammed, you would love it.
Yeah, I bet that's true.
Yeah.
Minute 31, though, I'm out. I got things to do. But half hour, sure.
You'll for dedicate minutes, half an hour to Taylor Swift.
I'll set some time aside for Taylor if she wants to come jam with me.
You can bring in other musician friends. Yeah. You guys can just chill, have
but
a good
minute
time.
Minute 31, I'm out.
Okay.
That's it.
I bet you by minute 31, you have your own personalized Taylor Swift song.
Whoa.
She's real good at that. She cranks those out fast.
Yeah, it's normally about like her ex-boyfriends, though.
But I would bet that that's like a home
Maybe we'll
skill.
Date for that 30 minutes.
There you go.
And then we'll break up minute 31.
Well, I would say break up at like minute 15. So you have 15 minutes of the relationship and then 15 minutes to write the breakup song. Mm. You got to get it in there.
It'd be a big moment for me.
It would be.
That'd be big.
You'd be attached to
That's
Taylor
what
Swift.
I need. That's what I need.
You would make viral news instead of this Don Ipsen guy.
I need to be attached.
You do.
To Taylor Swift.
Absolutely, you do.
All right, cool. Well, everybody listen to what celebrities tell you to do. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. All the time.
Okay. Cool. You can vote or not. I don't care. Liz really cares. Liz thinks you should vote.
I do think you should vote.
So go do it.
Go vote.
I don't care what you do. I really don't. Can you imagine caring what other people do?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. We might be polar opposites on this front.
All right. So there's plenty of stuff going on. Watch the presidential debate and tell everybody, give us a preview of the Sunday show.
Yeah. So Sunday, you're going to be talking to Justin Lee, who's the head of elections in Utah, which is its own manic frenzy at this moment in time, as well as Shireen Gourbani about just kind of politics in Utah. They're both really interesting people and really great to watch and listen to and really, really informative. And if you don't know, Shireen Gourbani, who is also a county councilwoman, is also a DJ and like served in the Peace Corps or something. Like she's done a million different things. And she also has the best outfits I've ever seen in any parade anywhere. So you got to ask her about the outfits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is like the one time where I'm like, hey, what are you wearing? And I consider it
wow.
acceptable.
Okay, here we go. Shireen and Justin on Sunday. Tune in.
Yep.
Or don't. I don't care. But do. I think we need people to
yeah,
do
that. Yeah, it would be great if they did.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of State of Utah presented by Silicon Slopes Commons. Signing off for Liz. I'm going to sign off for you.
Okay, thanks.
If you don't mind.
I appreciate that.
Signing off for Liz. My name is Clint Betts. We'll talk to you next week.